All right, we got our headsets on. Are we ready to pod?
Yep. Pod away.
Well, we are getting back into the groove. Boy, you got to move here next to me. Feel the beat, whatever. Dance to the street. It's Madonna lyrics that I don't know.
Okay.
Uneven, my mom has a podcast. Hi, I am 2006 Naismith Hall Scrabble champion Von Fry. Joining me is
Mom.
And this is Even My Mom Has a Podcast. How's it going? How you doing this week?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
You know what? We messed up again.
What?
I gave you my microphone. Look how high it is.
I know. I'm having to sit up really tall.
All right. Well, here, scoot in closer. Scoot your chair forward so that you can talk into this tall mic, you know.
Make me stretch like a giraffe.
Okay. Well, you know, some people are able to sit closer to a table than you. It's the way I see it. Oh my gosh, you're going to knock everything over. What are you doing? All right, so I've got something. I got something with us here. You see this?
What is that?
You know what that is?
What?
Read that.
Stanley's and Starbucks plus Starbucks. Where'd you get that?
So I got this on eBay a couple days ago. And the Stanley Cup craze. I saw all these Stanleys on the NCL Prima over on the cruise, and I thought, people had them. People brought them on their cruise with them.
It's the thing.
You think people? You know, you have a carry on, right? Like you could have like a backpack or a purse or something for a carry on. Can you have a cup for a carry on? I've seen what some girls are doing. Some of these, they have a ton of accessories for these on Amazon. Some of them turn them into a purse. Like, you put it in the thing, the neoprene, leather, whatever, goes around it. It has a strap, and it has a spot for your phone. And on the other side, it has, like, a purse thing and all this other stuff.
Hey, that's a good idea.
They come in a lot of different colors. They have
a
screw-on lid. This is, I think it's lime and purple.
Are you going to give it to me?
No. And look where it's from.
It looks very feminine. Thailand.
They had a special pink one that they had that they were selling at
Is
Starbucks and Target.
Is this a knockoff or something?
They had a pink one at Target and Starbucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they caused a riot and all this other stuff.
Right.
In Thailand, this is the color they have.
Oh.
And I thought, you know, that'll really stand out.
It does.
That's
stand
different.
Out. It's
so
almost
So it has purple accents on this lid area up here and the purple tint to the straw.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to find like a purple sleeve or boot, as they call it. That way I can kind of put it down quietly and not scratch it up and things. I think, and this is my first time sipping out of it. Here, we'll sip right here.
What are you sipping?
That would be called
H2O. Water.
It does say wash by hand, but I've heard that you can actually put them in the machine, but it's so tall I don't think it's going to sit on the top rack well, so we'll see how that goes.
See if you can use the bottom rack, but I don't think you can.
Maybe you can. It says if it's not too hot, but then again, we don't have a heat element in our washer, so I think this is going to be kind of neat. I might whip that out on the pod from time to time. I thought this would just kind of stand out. Seems pretty well quality. That Project Farm guys that you guys like, they seem to like it over on YouTube.
Good.
So I thought I'd test it compared to the Yeti, right?
Yep. See if it keeps things colder.
Well, what's new with you this week?
Not much. I'm still doing laundry from the trip. Gosh, I can't believe we could have so much laundry.
Yep.
I think I'm almost through. Caught up with the laundry.
Well, then you got to start on the money laundering.
Yeah, right.
I think now might be a good time for us to... how about some news?
Okay.
So, seen a few interesting news stories this week. I think I've got some of the best ones here for you. We'll just sort of go down the list. 100% fatal deer disease causing chaos around the world, evolving, and could spread to humans.
Really?
So that sounds exciting. That's from the Irish Star. I don't know if that's a legitimate newspaper. It's from Ireland, so take it as you like.
That's kind of scary.
I'm not sure how they consider 100% fatal, like... I mean, drinking water is 100% fatal, isn't it?
If you drink it the wrong way.
Well, everybody who drank water died later, right? Like, everybody who died drank water first.
That's true.
So I think that's one way to look at it. I'm
like
hoping
deers.
That 100% fatal deer disease that could spread to humans, I hope it spreads to humans faster, and it gives us, you know, varied zombies, like the running and the walking kind.
Whatever.
All right. We have another interesting story here. Ruby Frank, or maybe it's Frankie. I don't know.
I don't know who that is.
Gained millions of subscribers for her parental advice YouTube. She's now facing jail for child abuse.
As she should be.
I don't know exactly what she did. Was it like...
Was she like... Well, hit a kid? She... Kind of like corporal punishment to your children.
Depriving them of food. I thought I had a number of that.
And you think you had some of that baloney?
A lot of kids get the, you're not getting any dinner. If you don't do this, you're not going to get any dinner.
They didn't get any dinner, period. You might miss... You got denied dessert.
I'm pretty sure the belt smackings I got would have been just as bad, if not worse, than whatever she did.
Oh, child.
So she's been sentenced to 4 to 60 years.
Pleaded guilty to fourth count.
Well, yeah, so that sounds like her YouTube channel's probably done.
Yeah.
I would guess. The empire has fallen. I think she had a cohort, like a co-host, who was also convicted or ratted her out or something happened there. I mean, it all broke up.
There's something involved with the Mormon church. I don't know about that. But.
Then, of course, your boy.
Who's that?
Putin.
He's not my boy.
It appears that a critic of his was killed.
Imagine that.
But the reason why I saved this article for Metro, killed by single punch to the heart, taught by KGB agents.
Oh, really?
That is what... Look... I think that we have a lot of problems reporting news now. So it sounds to me like people are saying, we talked to a specialist and they said this is how he died without being the person that examined him so much.
Right.
But this is the way they're saying that the KGB has a well-known death punch in the center of the chest and it gives you an instant heart attack or something. But
is that like similar to the
He may have also been very cold also.
What's his name?
That's probably it. He got hit in the chest, and then it knocked him dead for a minute. Yeah. But if this was the case, how come this isn't happening all the time in martial arts and boxing, UFC, sort of things like that?
I don't know.
Do they have a no heart punch rule on the books?
I have no idea.
So they're saying that's what they think he died, okay?
But they can't find his body. Nobody's seen his body.
No, I haven't heard that much.
I heard his mother wants his body released. To the family. And
he's too dangerous. His body's too dangerous. Oh. He might get up and start, you know, he got the fatal deer disease. Could start walking around, or he might be a running zombie.
Yeah, he might got punched in the heart.
Best Buy is out of the DVD and Blu-ray business.
Oh, they are.
And so is Disney. So Disney no longer going to release DVDs and Blu-rays. I think they worked out a deal with somebody else. I can't recall who it was. It might have been like Paramount. It's like really one of their rivals. Is going to print the discs and sell them for Disney anyway. But otherwise, Disney's out of that. They would rather you sign up for Disney Plus and Hulu.
Oh, well, that's sad because, you know, sometimes when you have children, it's so much easier to, you know, watch a DVD. It's very secure. You know exactly what your children, you're going to be showing your children. You don't have to worry about commercials and all that stuff, but... Very sad.
Disney had something called the Disney Movie Club. I'm not familiar with. Have you heard of it? It's been going on for, I think it said 23 years.
I vaguely remember it. You had, just like any of those clubs, it's a commitment.
So you have to buy like, right. I don't know, 10 full price movies a year and they send them to you like almost random. Like you have to check ahead of time whether or not you want it. But you have to commit to buying a certain number per year.
That's like pretty much any of those deals are.
And they were at full price, and it's kind of like, you know, this is not the best way to go, but I have to buy a thing at full price. I don't even know what it is.
As soon as
they
send it to you, and you have to send it back, or you pay for it.
I didn't want Aladdin 2, The Return of Jafar. I was waiting for The Lion King, you know, something like that, right? Oh, man, I wanted The Lion King, but you gave me the one with Beyonce.
I don't know. Beyonce, the country music star, huh? Have you heard her new song?
I did. I posted
Is it called Texas Hold'em?
It's called Texas Hold'em. And I used it in a reel for my cup. And I'm like, this ain't Texas. This ain't Hold'em. I'm like, hey, guess what this is? Look,
cute.
It's the Thailand exclusive. So,
hey, that's a good one.
Yeah. I don't. Can we say she's doing some cultural appropriation? She's got her hair dyed blonde. She's going country. Hey. See, or is she at least a sellout for doing that?
I think everybody goes country eventually.
Country's taken over. You know, Taylor Swift had to leave country to go mainstream pop.
Yeah.
Is she going to be returning back to country?
Probably.
I would bet on it.
She starred in country.
And then people say the queen has returned or something like this, yeah. Right? That's what will go down.
They'll battle it out.
Here's interesting news. This is from The Telegraph. Don't dry your iPhone in rice. Do this instead, says Apple.
What?
So people are getting their phones wet somehow.
Blow it with your hair dryer.
Dropping them in the toilet while they're snorting lines of Coke off the toilet
seat.
Oh,
yeah.
And then they have to dry their phone out, right?
Yeah.
So they put it in like on the top of a bowl of rice or in some, in
well, you
a,
put in a bowl
bag
of rice,
of rice
and it
or something,
it out.
Right?
So what are they saying to do now?
Apple is saying that you might get microbes from the rice inhaled into your phone's ports.
Oh, yeah, because they're, it's raw rice.
So here's what they want you to do instead. Hold it like normal and tap it and get the water out and wait.
Really, like air dry it?
Yeah, just give it some taps and be like, oh, okay, that seems fairly dry. We'll wait. That's it.
Hey, everything dries out eventually.
I'm not sure if this method would dry fast enough to not be a serious problem.
Why couldn't you use your hair dryer?
They said specifically don't use the hair
dryer. Don't blow inside in there.
I don't think they want you blowing stuff inside.
I guess not.
Or heating things up and blowing inside.
Okay.
Lastly, I have Odysseus moon landing.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down. I was going to talk about that. The first time in 50 years the United States has been on the moon.
Says Nova Thor, C.
Nobody's up there, but
makes
we're there.
First successful commercial lunar landing. So
Odyssey.
We have. It says Nova C.
No, it's Odyssey.
That's Odysseus.
Odysseus, okay.
There's also a term Odyssey, not Odyssey.
I thought they were called. I thought they were saying it was Odyssey.
Odysseus is what I see here.
Odysseus, okay.
This is from ABC News. You want to take it up with David
no,
Muir?
No, you know me. I always mispronounce things terribly.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about this news story, so why don't you tell us about
I don't
it.
Know a lot. That's all I know. It landed. They landed. For a while in the evening news, they couldn't communicate with it, so it was really very exciting. And
is
then
this
they
thing
said,
not coming back?
I have no idea. There's nobody on it. It's like landing on Mars.
So is it going to take like a sample of rocks and come back to the ship?
Probably, and then we can tell how compare it to what we got before, see if it's changed. That you know, they probably do all kinds of tests.
One of the weird things I've heard about the moon is that if you kick it or something happens, you drop something on it, it makes a boom, kind of like a hollow,
really?
Weird sound like a bell.
I never heard that.
Because it has like so much metal deposits in it, it's almost like standing on like a sphere made of metal. And
but
it'll,
I thought
it'll have
you
that
can't
kind of resonance.
Hear in outer space.
I think you can hear stuff closer to the moon or something like that. Or there's some way that this picks up.
Okay.
But yes, it has like a weird hollow resonance thing happening to it.
I never heard that before.
That's my understanding of that.
I learned something new today.
Okay, I think it is time for us to play a game. You ready for a game?
Yep.
I'm ready for a game. This is a game called
Movies by Mom.
That's right, Movies by Mom. Tonight, my mom is going to describe John Wick from 2014. Mom, tell us what happens in John Wick.
Goodness, I thought you told me it was about a dog.
This movie's about a dog.
Well,
yes.
John Wick's wife dies. I think she gets killed. I can't remember how.
Killed by cancer, yes.
Cancer?
Yes.
And they got a dog together. So he has the dog to comfort him. And then these bad guys kill his dog. And that makes him very, very mad.
Well, I think stealing his car also made him mad.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what made him more mad.
I think the dog.
So he goes.
The car he was not happy about. The dog, he went ballistic.
And what does he do?
Well, it's a beginning of a trilogy, right?
He has to go get some revenge, as
right,
we call it.
Right.
Yes.
So he goes and he pretty much kicks butt.
He kicks butt?
Uh-huh.
Does he do a lot of shooting in the head also,
yes,
maybe?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah.
And why does he do this? What was his job?
I think he was a killer for hire. I get a bunch of people that are like killers for hire. There's this hotel, and they can go there. And
a hotel?
Like
what's the hotel like?
I don't remember the name, but the code. There's like a code that you can go there and
Have some whiskey.
I don't know what you could do, but anyway.
You have to put like the gold coin in to get into the club in the hotel, and you sit down, and there's a guy there who tells him all the rules about being a hitman, right? You remember his name?
Well, he was like, come, they said, we thought you were through. And he goes, but then they stole my dog, or they killed my dog.
No, they stole his car and
stole
killed
my
his
car
dog,
and
right?
killed my dog.
Yeah. Yeah. So he has to go after this mobster son who did that to him.
Yep.
And John Wick has a nickname. And you remember Baba Yaga? You remember what that kind of translates as?
No, what does it translate?
It's like the boogeyman.
Oh.
You remember that?
Uh-uh.
So everybody's concerned, like, oh no, this is the guy who, he killed a lot of people for this family, and you went and killed his dog and stole his car. What kind of car do you have?
Was it a Camaro?
A Camaro?
I think so.
You stole his Camaro! No!
Guys like their Camaros, I don't know.
But at the end of the movie, he kills the kid, the mobster's kid, and the mobster, and he gets a new what? What does he do?
Gets a new car.
Movies.
Bye, Mom.
All right. You got maybe 75% of that accurate.
Well, I actually did see that movie, but it's been a long time.
I warned you. It was about a dog, right?
God, I was thinking Old Yeller, Benji. I was trying to figure out what you were going to make me talk about.
Oh, I was trying to lead you down a path.
I know. You were trying to trick
me. I didn't
me.
Want to say it was a Keanu Reeves movie.
Oh.
Because then what would you have tried to describe? You already described The Matrix.
I know.
You tried to. Do you remember what happened in The Matrix anymore?
Just pretty much what I said before.
All right. So what else have we done this week?
Oh, I don't know. Your father's watching Kung Fu right now. We used to watch that all the time. My big brother and I did.
You know, the guy who plays the Kung Fu guy, what do they call him?
Well, he died.
Grasshopper?
Grasshopper, yeah.
Yeah, he's not Asian. He's like Irish background.
I know. That he, it was a good show. I liked watching it.
Well, it's weird. I've seen some of it. And I remember there was like a one that came on like the late 80s or early 90s called like Kung Fu, the Legend Continues, where he had like a kid and his kid's like, I'm a cop in San Francisco, but I also kind of work around Chinatown or something like that. And he'd have to beat up somebody also on occasion. But it was like he was an ancestor of the guy in a way, which... Look, the weird thing about the Western one is how many towns can you walk to?
Well, there was a lot of little towns back then, so maybe quite
I think
a
they
few.
Really, they walked to like the same town, because how many sets are they going to build?
Well, they probably didn't just change the people.
So he walks into a town, he walks into a town, he goes into a bar, and then somebody will say, we don't want your kind around here, Chinaman. And that means this guy's getting kicked in the head.
Yeah.
And so why... Wouldn't the word spread, hey, look, all you got to do is just not be, you know, too racist about this guy and everything will be fine. But if you are, he's going to wreck everything for you. Why can't that word get around?
But he didn't look like an Asian, so I don't understand.
They just called him Chinaman because he's bald?
I don't know.
And had the robes and stuff?
Yeah.
That's about it?
I guess. And he had dragons tattooed or burnt into
his
skin.
Oh, yeah. You remember how you got that on?
Yeah, I watched it just now. I forgot about it.
Do you remember that John Wick had the same thing happen to him?
Did he really?
It was chapter 3 or chapter 4, after 2, 3, and 4 are almost the same movie, so it's easy to get them mixed up. But at some point, I think it was chapter 3, he has to make a deal to get back in the league of the assassins of the Belarus
so
clan
had to burn
or whatever.
His forearms.
I don't like the way the series goes, where it's like if John Wick is the best assassin ever in the first movie and everybody fears him, from that point forward, they say, forget about it. We're going to put a price on his head and see how many people can make a run at this guy. And then they're like waiting in the works like, oh, okay, fine. The bounty went up to 20 million. We'll make a move. We'll go try to kill him now.
You know, honestly, the last, what was the last John Wick one?
The one with the blind guy.
It was just... Got
tedious,
old,
right?
Old. All it was try to kill him, try to kill him. Well, you're not going to kill him. I mean,
well, see,
you
the
just
first one, it's
people.
He wants revenge, and then after that, it's like he wants out of the league of, and he's like, "What do I have to do?" And that guy Winston, who you don't remember the name of, he's like, first you have to insert the coin into the thing and make a wish, and then you have to do this guy's bid to collect a pin." And it's like, why would John Wick need to know this from this guy? It's John Wick's world. He should know these things.
Right.
It goes from the bad guys are like a mob and hooligans to there's an assassin CEO table and all this, and everybody in the whole world's actually an assassin.
Yeah, then it turns into warriors in Paris.
They say, come on, boppers, he's over
here
in the car.
Let's play.
Nowhere to run to.
And where did we get all these cars, these like 60s cars and
all this stuff
Paris.
Happens so that the filmmaker is signaling to you, hey, I'd really like to make the Warriors reboot next. That's all about. But going back to that burning thing, he gets back in the league and he has to get his arm burned on with the symbols or whatever. So
do you do it the
John
same
Wick,
way?
I think it was the same way. It was like you have to carry the boiling pot across. And yeah, you kind of want, would you rather have that or a tattoo?
Neither one. I do not like pain. I do not put.
Yeah, but you have pain pills.
Well, I don't go asking for pain. I have enough pain in my life.
Okay, look. Could you load up on pain pills and then carry the pot with your forearms?
No.
What if there was a really cool design on it? Like Where the Wild Things Are and Hello Kitty. Would you go for that?
Bitsy Spider.
Bitsy Bitsy Spider, yes.
No.
I think you'd be down for that.
No, I wouldn't. Getting burnt hurts, like, you know what? So, no.
But it might be faster than a tattoo, which is a bunch of punctures.
You're not getting either one, neither am I. I tried a new recipe tonight for dinner.
And what was it?
It was a Tuscany chicken skillet.
And so we didn't eat the skillet.
No, it was cooked in one skillet, which was nice, easy, not very many dishes to do. Well, you had to boil a linguine, but it was pretty much like...
But you put your own stamp on it. So you went to, what was the website?
I can't remember what it was. It was...
like food places to eat, whatever.
I don't know.
All right, let's not say the name of the website if we get it wrong, okay?
Yeah, anyway, I found it on my phone.
Or your iPad, one of the two.
Yeah. And it turned out really good. But, you know, it's the one where everybody says how they changed it. Well, I made it. It was good, but I did da-da-da-da. But I tried to follow the recipe, basically, except it had spinach in it, and I know you guys won't eat spinach, so I left the spinach out.
You called an audible.
I called a spinachable. I left the spinach out.
But the whole time were you want some salt and pepper?
Well,
I think I could use some salt and
pepper. It was pretty bland. You said, first thing you said, it tastes just like Olive Garden. I think, was that a compliment?
Well, is that code for this has no spice?
I don't know. So, next time I think I'm going to put some Cajun spice in it and stuff. I did put a little bit of red pepper, but not near enough. Your dad goes, I can kind of taste the red pepper. I mean, barely.
Okay, well, it wasn't spicy, but I thought it was okay.
Good, thank you.
Not everything has to be spicy.
No.
Who wants spicy ice cream?
Well, this wasn't ice cream. This was like pasta primavera or something. It was pretty good. Okay. I got a quote for you from a comedian.
From a comedian.
Yeah, and you're going to get it on your first guess.
Oh, somebody is. All right.
Okay. What is it like to have four kids? Imagine you're drowning and then someone hands you a baby.
Jim Gaffigan?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good quote from
him.
Like,
it is.
I mean, make it something from their act,
you know,
if you have to do this.
Right.
But yeah, that's pretty good.
It is a good one. I just can't imagine having four kids. When your father and I first got married, and we said, oh, yeah, we were all excited. So, we're going to have four kids. And, you know, I was ready to get started right away. And your grandfather said, get started right away.
I think that's kind of what happens is people say, we're going to have this many.
And then they go, hold on now.
It turns out that...
Two's fine.
It turns out, like, after, like, some years of not getting sleep, maybe we were a little overzealous on our estimate.
That's right.
Right? Jim Gaffigan has a lot of kids.
He has more than four.
He has way more than four. So he must have told that joke
when he was on
when he had
one.
Only four.
Well,
or maybe he was going
coming.
Five was in the works.
Yeah.
I think at one point he named a stand-up special after a kid, or a number. It was like this. It was like his sixth special and his sixth kid or something like that. And it was just called like number six.
And he's going to be able to get material from these kids for years to come. Wait till they're teenagers, though. He'll have plenty of material then.
So he's a material girl?
He's a material dude.
You think so?
I think so.
You know, I think his wife has like a brain tumor thing or something. I think she's doing okay. But she writes some of the stuff for him, but he performs it and whatever.
That's cool.
Well, I mean, don't you want her getting more credit or no?
Well, I think that he should credit his wife if she wrote the joke. Say, hey, man, that's one from my wife, and thank you guys.
Wrapping things around a little bit. Told you about Disney wanting out of the DVD, Blu-ray business, right? All this stuff, Best Buy gets out of it. You remember you used to rent stuff over at Blockbuster. Jim Gaffigan was a spokesperson for Blockbuster. He was in commercials where it was a little bit like what they would do with Billy Crystal, where he was like in the movies that he was talking about during the Oscars. Jim Gaffigan was kind of like, oh, Under Siege 2, Dark Territory, I think that was the name of it. The one with the train, right? Which I'm not going to tell you to explain that movie, okay?
Well, you should, because I saw it recently.
Well, maybe we will. He's like running across a train or doing a train stunt, and it's like, get Under Siege 2 at Blockbuster. But Jim Gaffigan was the spokesperson.
But he wasn't even famous then.
No, that's why he was cheap, affordable, I guess.
That's cool.
But you don't think you'd recognize him. He looks a little bit different. You
know, Quite a bit thinner, probably.
I think a little thinner, a little more hair.
A few less children.
I think he might have had glasses. I don't know. Probably had no kids at that point. But yeah, you might be surprised who all was in commercials and stuff at some point or was known for an ad.
Well, they
whatever.
Have to start somewhere.
They had another guy who was, he was kind of building their commercials as the movie expert. So when they needed a guy in the movie Scream to be the horror movie expert, they casted him because of the commercials for Blockbuster. This guy, Jamie Kennedy, thinking, hey, you know a lot about movies and things. You can play this part. He's like, no, but I'm not really. I'm an actor in a commercial. And they're like, oh, okay, just make it happen, whatever.
You spent the night at Holiday Inn last night.
Yeah, do they still do those ads? Because I haven't seen those.
They should bring them back for Holiday Inn Express.
We need a nuclear physicist. Well, I'm not a nuclear physicist, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn last night. And they're like, okay, good enough.
Those are pretty good commercials.
Man, they don't make funny commercials anymore, do they?
Not too much. They tried to make one at the Super Bowl, the one where everybody's like auditioning for, what are they auditioning for? I can't remember.
Auditioning?
Yeah, they're like auditioning.
I tried not to watch the ads. I knew they wouldn't be funny. It all just harks back on nostalgia. Like,
okay. I know.
Yeah, I mean, all it is here's a callback to something, and it'll be weirdly inappropriate, and that's about it, right?
I noticed most of them were, like, really short because it was so expensive to, I mean, just getting ridiculously expensive.
Well, I noticed that Ye had one for some of his clothing line where he's selling clothes for $20 an item.
Oh, I bet they're just really something.
Well, I ordered some.
So I know,
we'll
that's
talk,
scary.
We'll talk about it over here when they
eventually
come here.
Are you going to wear them in public?
To the grocery store shopping with you?
No, maybe like out doing stand-up.
I just might.
Oh, no.
I figure at the very least, somewhat inexpensive pajamas. You know, at the very least, I don't expect them to fit. He wants things to be like super baggy and like all of his people. Like, it's about the silhouette. It's about casting a weird shadow on the wall when you walk by. And that's how you know it's high fashion. That's the idea. But he wanted to do this at $20 an item for years, and all the people he was in business with, be it Gap or Balenciaga or Adidas, they're like, no, hundreds of dollars. So now he got kicked out of business with everybody, and he's doing it on his own. Made in Italy, $20 a piece.
Well, you know, if they're made in Italy, they might be pretty good quality material, at least.
I think we'll talk about them on the show when and if those ever arrive.
Okay.
I asked your son, Tyler, he's got a birthday coming up, if he'd like some yay attire. He said no. I said, fair enough. Right? I mean, what else am I going to do? I guess he doesn't want
any. He's like the last person on the earth that would want that.
It's really signaling to me that he doesn't want anything for his birthday.
Well, I'm going to make him a cake. That's what moms do.
Angel food cake?
Make me a cake, yeah. Probably a couple of them.
Well, okay. Is it angel food cake or something else?
Probably angel food cake, unless he asked me for something else. Like you asked me for a baked Alaska.
Okay, you gave me a face like you're not doing that again.
Well, I'll do it, but it was a lot of work.
The trouble, okay, it was good, but the trouble is you have to eat baked Alaska for 2 weeks.
It's big. I cooked a big baked Alaska. Bye-bye now. Did we do okay?
Yeah, we did. We're like a couple minutes short. We need more to talk about. We need to get you doing some more adventures.
Okay. What adventure are we going to do? Venturing.